It is time for Pork Chop to face the box of shame. Now, there is a way out for Pork Chop. No, it's not bribery, even though I will take some money. Mackenzie, how can Pork Chop get out of today's punishment?
All right, so he's rolling the die. If he rolls doubles, he gets to pass his punishment on to somebody else. Or take it for himself, yeah. Which he's done before.
Yeah.
Very noble.
Now, Chops, how are you feeling today heading into Box of Shame?
I'm feeling okay. I really don't know what those bow and arrows are for. I don't know how to shoot those. I've never shot one. I'm not shooting anyone with bows and arrows for Cupid.
For the record, that's one bow, multiple arrows.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flowers out there, too, which I don't know what those could be for.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Do I have to deliver flowers to someone for Valentine's Day?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's not a
punishment.
That's
definitely not what the
punishment
is.
What a terrible punishment. I have to give out flowers. Oh, no.
I have to make people's day. Wow, terrible.
Shame.
I think there's one you have to roll around in potpourri.
Oh. Well, the flowers might be involving a photo shoot.
Oh, yes. My. There's body oil out there, too, for some reason.
What?
Why don't you roll and see if you can, and we can delegate
okay,
this.
Okay, let's see.
I will say it does smell nice in here, whatever that is. All right, here we go.
I'm wearing cologne. Awkward to Geo.
No, it smells sweet.
Five.
This would have been nice yesterday.
Right.
Roll again. Four.
Oh, one.
My butt so puckered close. When I saw that. Oh boy, how you feeling there, Chops?
I guess I'm doing the box of shame, but a 10, what's that, 4 plus 5 is 9? That would have been nice yesterday.
Yep, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Oh man,
day
okay.
Late, buck short.
Here's the box. Pull out your punishment.
All right.
Someone said all the punishments actually sound quite pleasant.
Body oil and flowers?
All right. Chocolate surprise.
Yes!
Oh,
this
is
so much
fun.
Better. This is so much better than the flower thing we were going to do.
Yes, we have this really cute little like fondue pot of chocolate.
It's been warming up all morning just in case that was the one.
It's so gooey.
Now,
okay. So that's the sweet thing that you're smelling. That's
yeah, that's
it,
the
Chops.
Sweetness.
We'll explain more in just 1 second though, okay? Because we have to get it ready.
You're not, are you covering my body in chocolate?
Yeah, it's a chocolate surprise.
Chocolate surprise, anything
oh
can happen.
Oh my gosh, no.
Do me a favor, take that t-shirt off. We'll be right back.
What?
Yeah, just relax, it'll feel good. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Network. Okay, sorry, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here. We are Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Producer Pork Chop, let me hear you. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm blindfolded.
Okay, this sounds like an amazing Valentine's Day.
He's blindfolded, ready for what's to come next.
Now,
I've got my clothes on, so that's good.
Yes, and we let
for
you keep
now.
Your shirt on. Now, what is Pork Chop, what is Pork Chop facing today for the Box of Shame?
Okay, chocolate surprise is what he drew. We have a little fondue pot of chocolate that smells delicious.
Ooh.
We also are big fans of the film Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, gosh.
So we also have a box.
Ooh, those look like nice chocolates.
Yeah. Of items that we are gonna dippy dip in the chocolate.
Items.
Put in your mouth. And you get to tell us what's in your mouth.
What?
It's going to be something chocolatey.
It's kind of like a fondue almost.
Yeah.
When you say
this is fun.
Items, you mean
they're
like food,
all
right?
Edible. Nothing weird.
Well,
no
I mean, worms are edible.
No, we're not doing that. Don't make Liv sick. She's recording video right now, which will go up at joemackenzie.com. If you want to see it right now, hop on, follow us on Instagram.
We're going to...
Joe Mackenzie.
These are all actually pretty yummy.
I'm literally already about
to
puke.
No. These are all edible. I have a little fork.
I don't trust you.
We're not going to give you anything weird. Ooh. Okay, slippery little suckers.
We're having a tough time with the first one this morning.
Seriously?
Oh, boy.
I just pop it in his mouth? I just washed my hands. Okay, here we go.
Someone solidify that audio. Or should I open my mouth?
All right, open your mouth nice and wide. Mackenzie's going to put the first
blow
item in.
Maybe a little bit.
Open.
Blow it.
Blow.
Now stick it in.
Yummy!
Is that not good? What is that dipped
You're
in chocolate?
So dramatic.
Yeah, it's chocolate surprise here on Joe Mackenzie.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No, I just taste the chocolate.
Monkeys like them. It's yellow.
Oh, banana.
Yay.
He's not used to fruits. He has no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I taste the banana now. Okay.
See, this is not that bad.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Banana.
Okay. Let's see the next item,
These
Mackenzie.
These are all fun things. Like, you might get ideas for your honey to, like...
Oh, Mackenzie, you should really dip that one in the chocolate. Woo-hoo, double side. Whoa, she went... Oh, no! Oh, no! Mackenzie lost it in the chocolate. Oh, God, I was wrong. I'm so sorry.
Okay, now I need you to open real
You gotta
wide.
Open up and just take it all in your mouth. Please, chop.
Take all right. it all.
Are you ready for this? Like, blow a little bit on it, because I got a lot of
lightly,
chocolate.
Lightly blow.
Lightly blow.
Okay, now open your mouth wide. Okay, close it, close it. Now chew it up and try to decipher what that item is.
It tastes like bologna.
It was a hot dog.
Yeah,
dipped
it was a hot
chocolate.
Dog.
How was that?
Freaking disgusting.
I have more if you want it, okay.
It's just a mini weenie.
You know, mini weenie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So did I get that right?
Yes.
Yes, you're doing
like
really
killing
well.
Killing it. This is our next item.
Oh, guys, which that's nasty.
Now, this next item is so good for your skin and your hair and your nails.
And it's now stuck part of it in the chocolate. Oh, gross. Just, Mackenzie, leave it behind. It's not coming back.
Okay, okay.
Make sure you lean over, Chops. We don't want to get this on your clothing.
Blow a little. Give me a blow. Again, we're live on Instagram at Joe Mackenzie. Open up.
Get it in there.
Ooh, yummy.
Cauliflower?
First of all, what did you call it?
Cauliflower.
That is a totally different texture of what cauliflower is. Come on, think about it. You're kind of close. It is.
Broccoli?
Liv's favorite thing to put on toast.
Avocado?
Yes!
Dip in chocolate! Now, Lucy, my daughter, submitted this for the Box of Shame, so what's coming is really fun.
Wow, that's big. Are you putting that whole thing in his mouth?
I'm going to let him take a bite as much as he
likes. By the way, there's still part of the avocado in the chocolate mix. Mackenzie just left it in there like some double dip, and she's like, it'll be fine.
Lulu, this better be marshmallows.
Ooh.
We'll see.
Okay, give it a blow. Now, this is on a stick, so I need you to kind of... Bite as much off that you want.
Close your teeth. It's like you got a fish. Oh, he's a good one. He's high. Mackenzie, careful. Don't lean back too hard. Okay, you're ripping his teeth out. Okay, I think you broke his tooth.
It's really good. But
you gotta thank Lucy.
This is the best one so far.
Ah, nice.
But what the heck is
it? And the cutest.
Oh. One. Thank you.
They're kind of like gummy bears.
That's what I was literally going to say.
Valentine's
like
gummy bears.
Bear?
Okay, I'm going to give you the last one. You ready?
What was it? It's Valentine's gummy bears?
Yeah, pretty much.
New idea. Chocolate-covered gummy bears. Oh, my God.
I think you're really going to like this one. This is a very good one. That's a good-looking combination.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is, like, so great for your metabolism.
That was good.
You are going to love it. Are you ready? This is our last one.
Do I have to blow on it?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah, give us a little.
For the chocolate.
Give it a little blow. You are killing it.
Whoa, I just got a smell.
Yeah.
Again.
That's very potent. What is that?
Just put it in your mouth.
Hold on. Wait. What smell is that? Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Indulge your senses.
Is that like some sort of... It's like a pickle or like a... It's definitely got a pickle. It's kind of hot.
It is not hot. Don't even. I was going to get you something hot, but I passed.
Come on. So pickle.
Like a banana pepper?
Yeah!
You killed it! What a palate on this one. Pork chop.
That was pretty good.
Nice!
All right, Liv has her own thing she's pulling out of her lunch tray, so hold on. This one is on a finger, not a fork, so don't bite it. Go ahead, open your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always dreamt about feeding pork chop.
Is that celery?
Yes.
Yes. That's the one he's most repulsed of.
I know.
Celery.
He's like, oh, gross. Oh, it's
you
all
didn't
water.
Put enough chocolate on that one, Liv.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that was
Chops,
pretty
you
good.
Did really good. That wasn't even that bad. You sure? I got some more of those teeny weenies out in the hall if you want another one.
Ugh, my eyes are like, I'm crying.
God, look at the aftermath. We'll see the video soon at joemackenzie.com.
That was from Lucy. Can I give you a chocolate mustache just for fun?
What's a chocolate mustache?
I just want to paint a little
mustache.
Okay,
chocolate
we'll do it.
Chocolate mustache.
Can
chocolate mustache.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is like a chocolate face wax.
Are you sure it's okay, Chops?
Yeah. Will it come off?
We'll find out. Oh, boy. This is a bad idea.
I can lick it off.
Oh, God, Mackenzie, you're getting...
It's hot. Ah, it's hot.
Oh, no. Okay, hey, it's Joe McKenzie on
that
radio
totally
now.
Backfired.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.